The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
They say there's something like 100 million inhabitable planets in the universe. Jesus said, remember, heaven and earth will pass away. What he means is all the stars, all the asteroids, all the comets,
right.
All the planets, including Earth, it's all going to be redone. It's all going to be destroyed because of the taint of sin.
Everyone wants to go to heaven, right? But did you know that the Bible talks about more than one heaven? Find out all about it in today's broadcast of Grace in Focus. Hey, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. I'm really excited that you've chosen to be with us today for this really interesting subject, heaven. We're in a series called The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible. We have a book by that same title, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about at the end of the broadcast, so stay tuned for that. But now let's jump right into our discussion with Sean and Bob. Here's Grace in Focus.
Hi, welcome to Grace in Focus Radio. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, Sean. I'm Bob Wilkin.
Well, today we're going to be talking about probably one of the most popular subjects in Christianity. We're going to talk about heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven when they die. In fact, most people think that they're going to heaven when they die, whether they're a strong believer or not. Isn't that right?
Well, they at least hope. They have some thought that, well, maybe I can make it.
Right. For sure, God is going to let me in because I'm not like that guy over there. I'm a lot better than this guy.
Right.
But see, this is one of those Christianese words that Christians use all the time, and we don't necessarily understand how the Bible uses it. The way the Bible uses the term heaven is not necessarily the way you and I might use the term heaven in our everyday conversations. So we want to look at what the Bible says about the word heaven. So first of all, Bob, after we die, is heaven the place where you spend eternity?
No, see, that's the problem, Sean. Along with not understanding what heaven is, heaven is not the place where believers will spend eternity. The Bible's real clear on that. When Jesus evangelized, think of John 3:16. Does it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but will spend eternity in heaven?
No, he doesn't say that, no.
No, it doesn't say anything about heaven. In fact, in the entire Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus never says, he who believes in me will spend eternity in heaven. There's no verse like that, not only in John, anywhere in the Bible.
And it's important that it never appears in John in particular, because out of all the books in the Bible, John is the only book that explicitly says it was written to be evangelistic.
Right. John 20, 30 and 31. He's writing to unbelievers that they might believe. He says that there. And so it seems to me when we evangelize, shouldn't we be clear? In other words, instead of telling someone, if you believe in Jesus, you're going to spend eternity with him in heaven, okay, I get it. A person can be born again that way, because as long as they grasp that what Jesus has promised them is eternal, okay, they're believing the promise of everlasting life, even if they don't know the exact words. But we've confused them right from the get-go, because the Bible doesn't say that's where we're going to spend eternity.
All right, so Jesus promised in John 3:16 that believers would have everlasting life. And the assumption is you get everlasting life and you spend that life in heaven. Now, first of all, you're not denying that there's such a place as heaven, right, Bob?
Exactly. There is a place. In fact, there are three places called heaven.
Oh, three places. Three heavens. Okay, well, where do you see that in the scripture?
The Greek word for heaven is ouranos. And ouranos is used in three different ways, or three different types of heaven. One, what theologians call the first heaven. And the first heaven refers to the atmosphere right around the earth. For example, eight times in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Acts, we read the expression, the birds of the heaven. Now, it's translated normally, the birds of the air.
Right.
Except there's a different Greek word for air.
Oh, okay.
And so they probably should just say the birds of heaven or the heavens, and then people would know what they're talking about. Because they don't do that, people get a little confused. The same thing, for example, remember Jesus says, you will say the sky is red? Well, the word for sky is ouranos also. It's also the word for heaven.
Okay.
And so that's all referring to the first heaven. Now, there's only one place in the entire Bible where the exact expression, the first heaven, occurs, and that's Revelation 21, 1, and that's where Jesus said the first heaven and the first earth passed away.
Will pass away, yeah.
Yeah. What that is talking about is not the atmosphere around the earth, but that's talking about what we would call outer space, the stars and the planets and everything else. It's all going to be redone.
That leads to our second big use of heaven in the New Testament, and that's the second heaven, right? And we would call that outer space. They would refer to it as the place where you have the stars and the sky.
Right, and you have all the planets. They say there's something like 100 million inhabitable planets in the universe. But, for example, Jesus said, remember, heaven and earth will pass away. When he said heaven and earth will pass away, he was certainly not talking about the third heaven where God's glory dwells, and we'll get to that in a minute. He was talking about both the atmosphere around our earth. By heaven, he means all of outer space, and then by earth, he means everything associated with the earth, which the first heaven could either be included in the word heaven or included with the word earth. But the point is, he says heaven and earth will pass away. And Peter picks up the same thing in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 7, 10, and 12, and he says, the heavens shall pass away. What he means is all the stars, all the asteroids, all the comets, all the planets, including Earth, it's all going to be redone. It's all going to be destroyed because of the taint of sin.
Right. So the Bible uses heaven in at least three different ways. One, it talks about the atmosphere around the earth where the birds fly. That's called the first heaven.
The air or the sky, yeah.
And then there's the second heaven, which is like where the stars are and the planets are.
Right.
But now the Bible does talk about a third heaven. And I think that's the heaven that most people, when they think about heaven, that's what they think about.
Exactly. Now, there's only one verse that specifically uses the term the third heaven. But there are many verses, especially in the book of Revelation, that refer to the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12:2 is where Paul says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up into the third heaven. And so Paul goes on to say that he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Clearly, what he's talking about here is being caught up into the very presence of Christ, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and the angels.
Right. So this is where God dwells. This is where God's presence is and where Jesus is. That's
right.
The third heaven.
Well, of course, in a localized sense, that's correct. We know God's omnipresent, meaning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are everywhere in the universe all the time. But there's a specialized place called the third heaven where his glory, his Shekinah glory, especially dwells, and where Jesus, who at least in his body is only in one place at one time, is there in the third heaven.
And do we get a picture of that in the book of Job? Do you remember the opening of Job where Satan comes into God's presence?
Yes. It says the sons of God are regularly coming into God's presence, and that refers to angels, but even allowing Satan, a fallen angel, we don't know if any other fallen angels were there, but you're right, that's the heavenly court.
So when Jesus rose again from the dead, and we know that he spent a little over 40 days appearing to people, and then he ascended. Where did he ascend to?
Okay, he ascended to the third heaven, and we know from Ephesians 4, 8, and 9, that when he did ascend, he also took all of the believing dead from Sheol, Hebrew word, or Hades, Greek word, he took them from the place of the dead to the third heaven.
So the third heaven now, that's where God's specialized presence is. That's where Jesus is in his body. That's where the angels are. That's where the Old Testament saints are. Well, what happens when a Christian dies?
Yes.
Where do we go? What happens?
Well, Paul makes it very clear to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Since we know the Lord is in the third heaven, therefore, once a believer dies, he goes to the third heaven to await the rapture.
So our bodies go into the ground, but then our spirits go to be with God.
Right. The immaterial part of us, our soul, our spirit, goes to be with the Lord. There evidently is some sort of intermediate body, but that's another program.
Right. Because people can kind of recognize themselves. Right. What you're saying is then, this is crucial. Most people will think, or most people assume that that is now where you will spend forever and ever and ever, in that third heaven. And we're saying that's not quite what the Bible says.
No. I mean, we do find 54 references to heaven in the book of Revelation, and most of those do refer to the third heaven, but that is only referring to the time period prior to the millennium and prior to the new heaven and the new earth. So yes, the evidence is where believers will spend eternity is actually a place called the new earth.
All right. Well, so an easy way to put that is heaven is kind of like a layover. It's like I just flew to Charlotte the other day and my layover was in Houston. And so I was in Houston for a little bit, but I wasn't there forever. After you die, your spirit or soul goes to the third heaven, but that's just a kind of a layover stop until this new earth is created.
The first three chapters of the Bible tell us where believers were destined to spend eternity. If Adam and Eve had not sinned, clearly the human race would have spent eternity on earth. And then, of course, likely they would have gone out and started populating the planets, but for sure they would have been on earth in physical bodies. If you read the last two chapters of the Bible, it makes it clear there's a new heaven and a new earth. And the Apostle John says in Revelation 21:2 that he saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. He means by heaven, not the third heaven, I don't think, could, but I think he means out of the heavens, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the voice goes on to say, behold, the tabernacle or the dwelling of God is with men. In other words, Revelation 21 and 22 shows this new Jerusalem, the streets of gold, the 12 pearly gates, all the nations, all of this is going to be on a place called the new earth.
And what's key here is that God promised that you would have a resurrection body. You are not going to be an immaterial spirit floating around in the clouds forever. And a new body needs a new earth to live on.
Exactly. I mean, heaven is a wonderful place, but the truth is, we weren't designed to spend eternity there. We have been designed to spend eternity in physical bodies on earth with the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be with us forever. And so I look forward to spending eternity with Jesus, not in heaven, but on the new earth.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture? Well, that's our mission for you. And one of the best ways to do that, we think, is for you to come to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org, and get involved. We've got free daily blog posts that if you get subscribed, completely hassle-free, they'll show up in your inbox. Those that read them are enriched on a daily basis. So come visit us at faithalone.org. You may be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this radio show. You can find out how to do that and give tax-deductible gifts at faithalone.org. Maybe you have a question or a comment or some feedback, and if you do, that's great. We would love to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. You can get us day or night, radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday. It promises to be an interesting discussion. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.